Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is food mood expert Trudy Scott. She's a certified nutritionist on a mission to educate and empower women worldwide about the healing powers of real whole food and some pretty amazing nutrients so they can find natural solutions for their anxiety, stress, depression, emotional eating, and sugar cravings. Trudy is author of The Anti-Anxiety Food Solution, How the Food You Eat Can Help You Calm Your Anxious Mind, Improve Your Mood, and End Craving. So welcome, Trudy.
Hi, Stacey. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. And wow, this is a really great conversation. It'd be fantastic to learn exactly what types of foods we can eat and put into our diet to make us less stressed. Can you give us a little insight on some of those foods?
The basis of any program that I'm doing with any of my clients is eating real whole food. So we want to go back to the basics. We want to eat like our grandparents ate, and we want to eat real whole food. And the other component of this is quality. So we want good quality food. We definitely want to be thinking about food that is organic, because pesticides can cause a problem. They can make us more anxious. They can affect our brain in many ways. And then another big factor is quality animal protein. This helps to keep our blood sugar stable. We get great nutrients from some of these animal protein sources. And I am a big fan of red meat. But again, quality is really important. So grass-fed red meat. And that's going to provide us with zinc and iron, vitamin B6, which are all cofactors for helping to make these brain chemicals that make us feel good.
Wow. So real whole foods, red meat is okay, but I would assume in moderation, right?
Well, we want to not think about this big slab of meat on our plate with a little bit of veggies on the side. Instead, we want to think of a mountain of vegetables and a small portion of meat, about four ounces of meat, maybe the size of the palm of your hand. That's a good rule of thumb to think about. And it's different for each person because we all have our own unique biochemistry, but we need that protein. And I see a lot of people not getting protein. And having protein at breakfast is really important as well.
Okay, now, speaking of protein, a lot of people are talking about gluten-free, right, which would have a lot of more protein than grains and so forth. What is a tie-in to a gluten-free diet to your mood?
Gluten can affect us both physically and mentally. And we often think about this, the digestive problems that we have with gluten, but there is plenty of research showing that gluten can actually make you more anxious, can make you more depressed, can contribute to social anxiety, and even increase your risk of schizophrenia. Now, again, this is depending on each person, but I find that 80% of the women that I work with do better on a gluten-free diet mood-wise. It can cause nutritional deficiencies. We may have digestive damage, and then we may not be absorbing some of those nutrients like zinc and magnesium that we need for our brain chemicals. And the other thing is it can be very addicting, and we will eat a lot of these gluten-containing grains, maybe cookies and donuts and bagels and muffins, and then we're going to fill up on these foods, and we're less likely to eat healthy foods. So I am a big fan of having all my clients do an elimination, removing gluten for 2 weeks, and then challenging it after 2 weeks and seeing if they notice anything. And there's so much research, and this is an emerging field. You know, you've heard so many people talking about going gluten-free. And Dr. Fasano, in a study in 2012, actually said that gluten sensitivity remains undertreated and under-recognized as a contributing factor to psychiatric disorders. So it really is something that we need to think about.
Wow. Now, I'm a big coffee fan in the morning. Mm-hmm. And do you think that caffeine contributes at all to stress, anxiety? Do you recommend eliminating that from your diet?
I do. And a lot of people are horrified when I say you need to think about giving up caffeine. And because it's something that we self-medicate with, you know, it is a drug. We do use it to feel better. And just like we self-medicate with sugar, we may self-medicate with caffeine in order to feel good. And if you are an anxious person or have panic attacks, you absolutely need to consider that caffeine might be a factor. We know that some people are more prone to the effects of the caffeine. And there was one study that actually found that people who had tried medication and had tried therapy and had seen no results quit their coffee, and then they were no longer anxious. So it really is worth addressing. And even if you're not anxious, I would challenge you to quit and see how you feel. And if you can't function, then you need to address the underlying issue as to why you are drawn to the caffeine in the first place. Are you not getting enough sleep? Have you got burned out adrenals? Have you got, you're anemic? There is a reason why you need that caffeine to function. So I absolutely think that it is something that we need to think about.
Now, Trudy,
are you a coffee drinker?
Oh, yeah, I'm a coffee drinker in the mornings. I'm a coffee mm-hmm. drinker. However, if I'm out of coffee in the morning, I don't stop and get any. So I don't feel as if I need it, although I just enjoy it.
Okay. And if you are going to drink coffee, you definitely want to go with organic coffee because mm-hmm. it is highly sprayed and you're going to get all those pesticides.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and drink it in a ceramic mug, because if you're drinking it in a polystyrene mug or one of those paper cups, you're getting all the chemicals in the cup as well.
All right. So now, there are of course, toxins are everywhere, so it's mm-hmm. so hard to eliminate them completely. But those are some great tips for coffee drinkers out there.
Good.
So, yeah. Now, another quick question for you. What is your favorite nutrient for eliminating worry, negative self-talk, anxiety, that low self-esteem, and those sugar cravings we get in the 3 or 4 o'clock hours?
So my favorite nutrient is tryptophan. It's an amino acid which is taken as a supplement, and it's taken in between meals, so away from other sources of protein. And what it does is it actually raises serotonin levels. And when we've got low serotonin, we will feel anxious, the worry in the head, the ruminating thoughts. We'll have this sort of critic on the shoulder. And the big clue that it's low serotonin is the afternoon and the evening sugar cravings. And the cool thing is that if you are addicted to gluten, and it is the afternoon and evening time frame that you have these addictions, the tryptophan will help you quit the gluten, so it makes it a lot easier. Because we want to stop those cravings, and we don't want to have to say, well, it's only willpower that we're using, because willpower will get the better of us, and we don't want to feel deprived. So using tryptophan, which is one of 5 amino acids that I use with my clients to stop the mood problems and the sugar cravings, is amazing, because it helps you get over the hump without having to use willpower.
Now, tryptophan, of course, many listeners will associate it with turkey,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Is that, can you eat more turkey, and or do you need big doses of it?
Well, if you do it as a supplement, you're getting a therapeutic amount. And the big difference is taking it as a supplement versus having it in the turkey is you're getting it on its own. When you have it with the turkey, you've got all the other amino acids, and less mm-hmm. of it is likely to get in the brain and have the effect. But again, mm-hmm. turkey's good because it's animal protein, which you need. So don't quit the turkey, because that's a good thing too.
Wonderful. Well, you've given us a lot of really, really great tips here, Trudy. Thank you so much for coming. And I want to remind our listeners that if you would like to learn more about Trudy Scott's programs, events, the latest food mood research, you could do so at the website everywomanover29.com. And those are the numbers, 29, everywomanover29.com. Plus, she has tons of free downloads and information about the book, as well as lots of new research. And you can find that at antianxietyfoodsolution.com/freebies, FREEBIES, antianxietyfoodsolution.com/freebies. So thank you again, Trudy.
Thanks, Stacy. It was great to talk to you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please go visit JenningsWire.com and find the blogger and podcaster that could be perfect for you. Till next time.